This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. State officials are expecting a $200 to $300 million shortfall for the fiscal year that ended June 30th, which will have to be made up out of this year's already overcommitted state revenues. That worries Louisiana Health Secretary Dr. Rebecca Gee.
We're hoping that's not the case because, as you know, we've already taken significant cuts.
But if?
It would just be the same thing we'd have to cut before.
In other words, disability waivers or payments to the partner hospitals. She says that last is a problem as details of the new agreements with the partners are due to be released later this week. Monday, Dr. Gee gave members of the Baton Rouge Press Club a sneak peek at what the new agreements will contain.
In many of these partnerships, there were not stipulations as to how much they should do, even what populations they would be serving, what services they would be delivering. There were, for some of them, blank checks that were written to say, send us your bill at the end of the year and we'll pay it. We're requiring them to collect data, to work with us, coming up with a budget that is set and stable, no longer the blank check.
The most fragile deal has become the one in North Louisiana, which is central to the medical school at LSU Shreveport.
At the end of the day, that's really the reason for that hospital and for that partnership is to support training at LSU Shreveport, make sure they get the best, but also to make sure that the patients in the hospital get the best clinical care.
And Gee says,
it's the expectation that the contract will be signed.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.